This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
So the Phils get back at it later today. And as Rhea mentioned, in a minor league ballpark today.
Yeah, buddy.
So I'm thinking about it, probably not since the Eagles played the Chargers in that ridiculous small venue, because the Chargers tried to move from San Diego to L.A., but the other thing wasn't ready.
So the Blue Jays had to play because of they had something COVID? Where they played a season in Dunedin, right?
And
so
the Phillies played them?
And they were up in Buffalo as well.
Yeah, and they were in Buffalo. Phillies definitely played in a minor league park against the Blue Jays, one of those.
Well, I don't remember
that. Dunedin.
Okay. It was Dunedin, I thought
so,
it was.
So, Ben, what are we looking at today with the Yankees ballpark for a Phillies-Rays game? What's that? What is that like?
I would assume it'd be sold out.
Well, I would hope so.
It only seats 11,000.
Yeah.
God, 11. How cool would that be?
That'd be awesome to watch. I'm looking forward to it. It's different. It's
They're
fun.
Cutting it down to 10.
Did I ever tell you that time I snuck in the Citizens Bank Park during the pandemic? I was the one fan.
What?
Yeah. I always wanted to say I watched a Major League Baseball game all by myself. Yeah, snuck in.
He snuck in.
Nah. But it was 10. You wanted to. I mean, John, how cool would that have been? Talk about getting a foul ball.
Coulda.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You know?
That's so true.
Yeah. That,
I'm looking forward to I'm on the trip later on in the year. We go to Sacramento to play the A's in their triple A.
Yeah, well, one, that whole thing.
That is a.
So they've gone. Let's get
people
this.
People on the lawn.
They've gone from Philadelphia. The A's have gone from Philly to Kansas City to Oakland. Now to
Sacramento,
and then eventually Las Vegas?
Eventually.
Correct.
Well, and they're doing well, right?
Maybe Las Vegas. Yeah,
maybe.
Vegas has to say okay.
They might go back to Oakland.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Is that on the table?
That's on the table.
I hope they do, man.
I hope they do, too.
I do, too.
A team.
I agree, man.
100%.
Wow, that would be amazing.
They're
okay.
Great fans.
How about that?
They're great fans.
Hey, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It relates to Joelle. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox. From Armin Chevrolet, together let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, do you think the 76ers will trade Joelle sometime in the next year? By next year, we're defining it as 12 months, you know.
Can you imagine that? Like, that team that takes him, what's their plan?
No, I'll tell you exactly what their plan is. Whatever team takes him, if someone does, it's to try to win the title.
With Joel's best friend.
Like, we're making a deal with the devil. We might get nothing out of the guy, but if we get something, we could win a title. Like, that's the goal. And that's why you're only going to hear about probably good teams. Like, there's talk of the Lakers. Not that they're great, but, you know, they got two. Try to add. Like, let's put it this way. If Joel could play.
Oh, you would be perfect for the Lakers.
And
they need
LeBron
that's what
and
they
Doncic.
Need. They need a big man. That's what they don't have.
Yeah. I mean, right? So, all right. So the question is, and obviously it would probably be a lot of draft picks and all that. Question, do you think the Sixers will trade him in the next year? John, how do you think people voted?
Oh, my gosh. I think everyone is so fed up. They're probably just going to turn away and not even want to respond. So you've got 75% saying whatever the negative would be.
57% think he will be traded. Look, I don't, because it's hard for me to imagine a team takes him.
Exactly.
Until he reestablishes that he can play, at which point I think the Sixers, if that happens, will choose to keep him.
But they might not be able to. If he says, hey,
I don't like you anymore. You say play. Do you say play 60 games?
Well, that's the other thing.
50? 40?
It's like you'd have to see it for an extended period of time. Because
There's no chance.
It seems so implausible. Yeah. Anyway,
which is a shame.
Follow the bouncing ball. Speaking of basketball, James Harden was a disaster yet again in a Game 7 the other day. And Stephen A. really called him out. And I appreciate this on ESPN yesterday. Listen to Stephen A. taking Harden to task.
When a Game 7 arrives, you got cats' palms get sweaty, backsides get tight, they shivering. And for some reason with him, that is what people are looking at right now. So that's the problem that James Harden has. And I don't believe, outside of getting to a Game 7 and just exploding, I don't believe his reputation overcomes this. It's not going to stop him from being in the Hall of Fame. It's not going to stop him being recognized as one of the greatest scorers in NBA history. But considering his talent and his resume, yet how small he comes up in a Game 7, I don't know how you get over that, fellas.
Totally agree. It's defining. There's been so many at this point. It's like American knows, right? American knows.
Well, I think that when James Harden gets talked about, it's mentioned. It's like, yeah, great scorer, Hall of Fame player, but it's in the first sentence.
Yeah, and honest to God, I feel like I'd almost lead with it and then say, "Oh, and he was also a good scorer." I'm serious.
No, I get it.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah, I get it.
Patty is giving us a shout this morning. Good morning, Patty.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well, Patty.
Fantastic.
Good to talk to you guys. Just wanted to let you know I was at the event last night. The WIP crew did an amazing job in honoring Brandon. I was also at the Great American Pub for the afternoon show.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun too. Joe, you were amazing. I did like when Brandon was throwing you under the bus a few times.
Well, a couple times.
giving you some trash talk. I thought that was pretty cool.
It was. It really was. It was.
He got you good.
He got me pretty good there a few times. Yes, he did. As if I was the only person that wanted Earl Thomas instead of BJ. It was me! No. It was good.
I was going to single you out.
Yeah, for sure.
But no, in all sincerity, the WIP crew, I listened to the morning show, the midday, and the afternoon show. You guys should be commended for how you did honor Brandon Graham and bringing all the former coaches, getting Jeffrey Lurie on there. Rhea, kudos to you.
Thank you.
But no, it was just a great, great time, great event, and I was glad I was able to attend.
Absolutely. And I'll say this, Patty, about Lurie coming on, first time in 31 years.
Crazy.
So if he keeps that going, some young hammer out there can talk to Lurie in the year 2056.
hopefully it doesn't take that long before
exactly.
I'll come back on the air. But, again, like I said, you guys did a great job. Love listening to all of you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Patty, so very much. We appreciate that. With that, let's turn it over and do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Let me just ask the question of Ben, because Ben, you and I grew up same era.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking to people that don't speak publicly too much, obviously Lurie. I mean, you hear from them, but it's owners' meetings.
Right.
Do you think Andrew Toney will ever do an interview in Philadelphia ever again? Like, the guy disappeared. For those of you that are young, just know he was such an amazing player, and it ended really bad here. And when he left, he left.
He left.
Well, they accused him of, faking his foot.
Yeah,
problem.
But we did.
No. The
fans
did
it. I need Andrew Toney.
I don't know if there ever be a need for him to do an interview.
Well, how about if they ever, play the Boston Celtics and win a Game 7 the way he did in 1982? Seltzer, Toney, someday. Can you get him?
The Boston Strangler?
Yes. By the way, how's it going with any of the many celebs? I mean, James, every year we give you two or three names. John, we've given him Bradley Cooper.
Sly
Stallone,
I'm working on.
Apollo Creed died.
Yeah,
Kirstie Alley died.
Apollo Creed didn't want to come on the show.
More people have died.
Cole Weathers said, nah, I'm good. I don't want to talk to the hammer. What am I supposed to do about
that? Okay, you tried on that
Persist.
One. But get something done sometime.
Wait, you didn't want to talk to the hammer?
I mean, about Martin Sheen.
Yeah, Martin Sheen is a real easy one to get on Philadelphia Sports
Radio. Just drive to Jenkintown. Someone there knows Bradley Cooper. Get him on the show.
Someone there knows him.
It's not that hard.
Doesn't your mom live next to Jenkins?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, nearby.
We Close enough.
Grew up in Huntington Valley. All right, time's yours for tomorrow. People, please rip Seltzer for never tracking down these high-level celebs.
Oh, never.
By the way, time's yours line. Let me tell you for tomorrow's good calls. 215-238-4500. Rip Seltzer for tomorrow, please.
Well.
All right. Time's yours today is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
BG Live was electric last night. We must have done the Eagles cheer at least a dozen times and in the streets afterwards. The crowd was captivated, though, when BG talked with stories. It was really, really cool to hear him speak, and it was a really, really great event. Thank you to WIP for putting this on and for Joe for hosting it. You guys did a great job, and it was a really memorable event.
I love it. Our pleasure. Awesome. Thank you for the kind words.
Jeff Lurie announced that he wants to bring back the fullback position. Other than the upcoming starting fullback, I bet John Ritchie's the happiest man in the world.
Ooh. John?
I do think it'll work. I just can't imagine. How many plays are we going to use him?
Not many.
There's so many.
Six.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see what it looks like.
Say.
I can't wait.
BG, you the man. Topper, you are not. To see these things continually happening over and over with the Phillies is ridiculous. You take the best, hottest bat out of the lineup, Kepler's bat out of the lineup on Sunday. The dude's been hitting the ball on the nose every at bat. Moves just don't make sense. Discipline doesn't make sense. Topper, we got issues there.
Well, look, I'm not as down on the lineup as you're saying in some of his moves. I mean, sometimes guys aren't delivering. He juggles stuff around in part because guys don't deliver for him sometimes. So I'm not as down on Rob Thompson this year as some.
And you also have to let other guys play.
Say it again?
You also have to let other guys play.
Yeah,
like you got 26 guys on the team for a reason. They have to play at some point.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yep.
Joe, if Secretariat is an athlete, do you think because it operates in such extreme conditions that a bidet could be considered an athlete?
Inanimate objects, I'm going to say negative, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Don't you think you have to be able to comprehend that you're playing a game to be an athlete?
I think they know there's a finish line.
Oh, really?
I do.
You think they understand?
You think that's their first time around the track?
No, it's not. But they run because that's what they do.
It's called
the carrot and the stick. I'm going to give you a carrot if you finish
so that means
first.
That's not.
And if not, I hit you with a stick.
Oh, my God.
Carrot and a stick.
Yeah.
It's my philosophy.
Your arguments are bad today. You would not be a good lawyer today, as you always say.
not my finest day. Ben, negative Ghost Rider, the pattern is full, is from what movie?
Top Gun.
Good man.
Mm-hmm.
Good man. Did they do Kelly McGillis dirty? I mean, they just discarded her.
She's awful.
Jeez.
But doesn't it change?
She's the worst part of the first movie by miles. She's like such a wooden performer.
The first one, Ben, like
that's true.
Like the end.
No one cared about that relationship except you. Like no one thought they were a great couple.
But they found that loving feeling, and now we found out they lost it again.
They lost it.
Good job, Jennifer Connelly. Way better.
Well, Jennifer Connelly,
absolutely.
Oh yeah,
you know she went to Stanford too. She was at Stanford
with you.
Yeah,
we got to add her to the list.
Yeah,
with you.
How is that never?
That's another person James can't get.
Nice.
Let me tell you something. Seltzer single.
Actually, I think
and Jennifer Connelly. He'd have.
He was talking about
shot
on the radio.
No,
big
talking
dog
about getting him on the radio.
Yeah, well,
yes,
yeah, well
yeah.
I'm talking about what matters most.
Yeah, okay.
You know, dirty
good
dog right here.
You are a dirty
and
dog.
Seltzer
you
and Jennifer Connelly. Give me a break. Let's go to the phones. What do we got here? We got Neil, Northeast Philly. Neil.
Thanks for letting me be part of your radio family. And you, Rhea, you've been a great friend to me for years.
Oh, thank
I don't
you,
know.
Neil.
You said you must be smart because you went to Temple years ago. I don't know if you remember that, Rhea.
No, I'm not smart enough to remember it. but thank you, Neil.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think Hurts is a top five quarterback, and Jeffrey Lori is one of the greatest owners ever, you know, like, and hopefully they continue to be the gold standard.
Yeah, well, they've become it, that's for sure. All right, Neil, we're going to turn two and start moving really fast. This is for Metallica tickets. What does not make sense from a show or a movie?
Well, I'll say Bull Durham, you know, Crash Davis never making the majors, him training LaRouche to be a major
He did make it, right, James? He had been up there
for a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Got a cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee, exactly.
Jim right now. Jim, give me something we're turning to. What doesn't quite make sense from a show or a movie?
The one punch knockout punch. And all the detective shows and cop shows. They hit a guy one time. And he's out for 10 minutes.
You know, that's not bad.
It's not bad. I agree. Like the butt of a gun, all of a sudden you're automatically knocked out when you get hit with the butt of a gun.
Right.
Like every time, really?
I don't know, James. Right. Why don't we try it on you tomorrow and you tell me if we knock
out?
I'll bet you
it doesn't knock me out. We could try it. I'll bet.
Let me know if you need a gun.
I like this.
I assume I would get knocked out if I was hit with the butt of a gun.
All right, so I think there are three really good answers here. So Titanic, the thing has come up before, the ridiculousness of Rose throwing the diamond in the ocean. Worthy answer. Two that I don't think we've ever heard before when we've discussed things on our show that I think are great answers. The Clark Kent Superman thing.
Yeah. Right?
How do people not know that that guy is that guy?
Oh, my gosh.
It is ridiculous. Like,
okay. And then the other one
because
is...
Because he has glasses!
Right. And then Weekend at Bernie's. He's dead.
Yeah.
Man, I think it's Weekend at Bernie's.
I think it's Superman and Clark Kent.
I mean, it's a dead person for an entire weekend that they're animating.
We got five people here.
Like, theoretically, you could be like, maybe not want to see Superman, like, look past
it. We got two choices.
That's a dead guy.
Two choices. Bernie's or Superman. It's 1-1 so far. John, which do you vote for?
Rigor mortis.
Okay. Ben, which do you vote for?
Bernie's.
Okay, that's it.
There you go.
Bernie says one.
I root for rigor mortis. Yeah.
Jordan, you have won Metallica tickets. Both were great answers. Hey, everyone, have a spectacular rest of the day. Phil's later tonight. Obviously, check it out. We'll be talking about that and more tomorrow.